always looking for opportunities, methods, ways of finding Simchas HaChaim. Everybody knows that without Simchas HaChaim, not only is life a very dismal and depressing experience, but it's hard to be successful. People cannot remain focused on their goals. Avodas Hashem has to be besimcha. Tachas Hashlo Yavadito. Hashem Alekecho besimcha v'tuv levov. In the middle of the Teichocha, we find that was the chisaron of what happened. Is when the Avodas Hashem is lacking simcha, when life is lacking simcha, it becomes very, very difficult to function, to do anything. And Shlomo HaMelech has in Mishle much advice about simcha. One of the psukim of advice is simcha le'ish b'man epiv. It's happy to a person with the words of his mouth, what comes out of his mouth. V'dova b'itoy ma'toiv, and something in the appropriate time is even better or very good. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya here, in his Hakdoma to Parshas Tazria, is marich exactly what this posuk means, what's the message. So he says as follows. He says, Shlomo HaMelech told us in this posuk, Ki o'ish bediburoi, when a person speaks, shumedaber dvoro b'chochmo, yesh lo simcha. When he speaks words of wisdom, he thinks and he analyzes and he uses his kishroinus and he comes out with chochmo, there's a simcha that emanates from the chokhmah that I thought and I conceived. Lefi shahadibur hu mitzad haseichel besibas hanefesh hasichle sheba odom. Because dibur emanates from the seichel, the nefesh hasichlis, the seichel dika nefesh that a person has. Asher bo yesh lo yisron al shar ba'alei chayim. This is what distinguishes me amongst more than the animals in the world, because we have this seichel, we have this ability to think and to analyze and to understand. He says, "Al kein nisyaches hadibur haKodesh Baruch Hu." This dibur is attributed to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, v'hu shekosuv b'irei nivs v'soyim. Now, HaKodesh Baruch Hu created the words of the lips. V'hanovi shibach boi l'HaKodesh Baruch Hu, k'shem sheshibach oise bebriyas hashomayim, shem atzmiyim sichliyim. The Novi praises in this pasuk of b'irei nivs v'soyim, the Novi Yeshaya praises HaKodesh Baruch Hu as one of the greatest of his creations, that he created this dibur. She'omar b'irei shamayim v'noiteim. Just like he says in the Yeshaya says, the Hashem is the creator of shamayim and all of its leanings, all the heavens and everything there. So too he created nivs v'sayim. That's a godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created dibur. Ve'omar ki kasher yechaven ho'ish ledaber dvorim nechoichim u'metukonim. When a person is mechaven to speak proper things and appropriate things that are clear, are analytical, are proper, without all kinds of confusion. Umesader oisem bechokhmas haseichel, and he's mesader them with chokhmas haseichel. He uses the chokhmas haseichel to take the thoughts that flow through his mind and to organize them in a proper way to wisdom. Yismach al zeh, he's going to be happy because I took these thoughts and I used my seichel to organize and to analyze and to represent them and present them in a proper way. He says, "Yismach hazel fishloi hoitzi advorim bisvosov atche sidrim beliboy," because I did not stop talk of them. I organized them in my heart and then I expressed them. V'yodua ki sidur hadvorim b'machsheves ha'odom hu b'yad ha'odom. The seder hadvorim. In other words, the thoughts that go on, and the effort that I put in, and the organizational focus that I get to put these thoughts and make sense out of them, that's b'yad ha'odom. V'loy kein hadibur, but not the dibur. The expression, ki hadibur yovo me'es Hashem. The dibur comes from Hashem. I have it's within the parameters of my bechira, my ability to think that was given to me, to analyze, to organize the thoughts, to make sense out of them, to come up with seichel and insight and so forth. But the dibur, the expression of it, is yovo meyes Hashem, that comes from Hashem, kinyan shekos of the oda marcheilev me Hashem mane loshen. Man thinks of the thoughts in his heart, but the mane loshen, the actual expression, that's a gift from Hashem. Without Hashem, Hashem sfosai tiftoch ufi yagiti losecho. He has to open up our mouths. He gives us the ability to speak. That comes from him. And then he says the punchline: the kasher kiven be mane loshen v'hoitzi dvorav b'sfosav al nechoina. When he's mechavin with what he's going to say, and he's moitzi his thoughts al nechoina, through his lips, he nezed dover boru ki hu besibas siyua eliki. He says this is klor, it's borur, that this is happening with the help of Hashem, because the ability to express it has to come from Hashem. The thoughts and the organization is something I do, and then the ability to express it is a gift from Hashem, is besiyua eliki, is help from Hashem. V'tagia lo mize simcha. V'zehu she'omar simcha le'ish b'man epiv. That's the pshat in Shlema HaMelech's posuk in Mishlei when he says simcha be'ish, simcha le'ish b'man epiv. So basically what he seems to say is as follows. He says that a person has the ability to think and organize his thoughts, but the expression is from Hashem. And he says this simcha le'ish is b'man epiv. And how does he touch that up? He touches it up by when I think and I come up with my ideas and I use my seichel and I analyze things and then I organize the thoughts and I make a whole presentation, a whole lecture, a whole shiur, a whole dissertation on this subject that was organized and meticulously thought out with seichel. He says, and then I have the siyua eloki to present it. Hashem allows it to come through this, or what I've organized in my heart, He allows to come through my mouths, and that Hashem helps me with. V'tagia loy mizeh simcha. This is what's going to bring him the simcha, and that's the pshat simcha leish b'man eloshen. So it seems here's a formula for simcha in life. And what's the formula? It seems that this formula is very, very directly related to our learning. This is what we do. Our learning has two parts. It has the individual's seichel and chokhmah and analysis and organization of his thoughts. Organization of thoughts is also very important. If it's just bulbul, you know, all kinds of thoughts and shooting in all directions, they may be brilliant thoughts, but if they're not properly mesudar and organized and focused on what the point is, then all it creates is a state of confusion. But that I do, that's me. And then I besiyua eloiki, I have Hashem is helping me to get these words out and to express myself with the proper language. He says, that's the source of simcha le'ish b'man epiv. So it's very interesting that a person, there are two ingredients that we have which participate together in the enjoyment and the simcha that a person can have in a shiur, in a speech, in a learning with a chavrusa, in a back and forth in learning, in the chokhmah that he's involved in. And the two ingredients are, one is that it's me, I'm using my chokhmah, I've organized it, I'm nene megia kapoy, I'm nene from the effort that the Marsha, I think, learns, that's the pshat, Yosef Meir HaShemayim, that he works there to come up with a heter, and he's nene megia kapoy, I work, and it's my effort, and it's me, and it's a kinyan that I make, it's a kinyan nafshis, I use my seichel, I use the gifts that Hashem gave me, and I use them. He doesn't use them for me, he doesn't think for me, he doesn't analyze for me, he doesn't organize for me, that I do. And I combine that with the expression, which is b'siyu eliki. That I know, that's me Hashem, odomar chilev me Hashem man eloshen. And that combination is a great source of simcha. A person can have great simchas hachayim if he takes together both his own initiative, his own ikuiches, his own amelus, his own effort, his own thinking and creative and organizational skills to come up with something. And then he realizes that right now I'm lost. There's nothing I can do with this. It stays inside. I have Hashem now is involved, not just in helping me to understand things that we know, Chazal say, Ki Hashem yitin chochmo mipiv das usfuna, but he is now involved in the expression. And therefore, when I organize my thoughts, and then I am able to express, I have the ultimate opportunity for simcha, because I have the combination of my own initiative, my own using my koiches, taking advantage of my own efforts and capabilities, and it's me, it's mine, I have a kinyan in it, and at the same time, I'm involved in this very process, in the siyo elikia. I feel that everything would just remain locked inside. It would be almost together a person who's kevesh nevu osoy. I have this nevu, I have this insight, I have this understanding, but nothing I can do with it. No, Hashem is helping me to get it out. This combination can allow us the greatest simcha. And I think that we sit all day and we learn, and some of us have the privilege to be able to teach. And what all that means is that this is a unique opportunity for Simchas HaChaim, because it combines learning and teaching and speaking and arguing, combines these two critical qualifications. Number one, my own efforts, the result, the pre of my own efforts, and the combination, the realization that it's all to naught unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps me to get it out. So I feel the Siyata Dishmaya, I feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting the words in my mouth, and the words that he's allowing to come out of my mouth are the words that are the product of my own amelus, my own effort. That's simcha. That's the pshat simcha la'ish b'ma'an epiv. However, he does say something else too, and just agav. He says, v'dover b'itoy matoiv. He says, however, a person has to be sure that what he says is at the right time and the right place. He says, for example, the Gemara says, a person's derech hilchos sukkah b'pesach, or pesach b'sukkah. It's like a yovan in the sukkah. That's not, it doesn't work. That's not the, it ain't a chinami. It has the ingredients of chokhmah. It has the ingredients of man eloshen, that Hashem is helping me. But he says, but that's not really the good, because there's something missing. What's missing is this one judgment of what's appropriate and when it's appropriate. And he says, and that's also part of it. So even though it has all the ingredients for simcha lish b'man eloshen, but don't forget, he says, v'dover b'ite matoy. But he says something very interesting here too. He says, afo pish odem medaber nechoychois v'inyonim sichlim amitiyim. That's at the very end. He says, yesh lo this gaber al ta'avosoy v'lim shol beruchoy shlo yedaber min hanechoychois haheim rak dover b'itoy. It seems that the person who puts in this effort on his own to think, and he knows that the expression is going to be an opportunity to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking my thoughts and putting the words in my mouth, is such a powerful thing that he has a taiva. Yesh lo eskab al ta'avosoy v'lim shol baruchoy shleida. I got to speak. I just learned Hilchas Pesach. And I have this opportunity for simcha. It's a passion. It's a taiva for simcha. It just so happens that it's Erev Sukkos. Hold back your taiva, because a dover beita is important. It's like he says. Also, he brings there b'shas evil, and b'shas chedvus or chevyev. At a simcha, you don't talk about evil. You don't talk about simcha. So this is necessary. But it seems that this feeling of appreciating the combination between my own amelus and my own seichel being used and organized and creating and putting it together, and then having Hashem helping me to get it out, is such a source of simcha that it creates a taiva. You have to be misgaber on the taiva. And lim shol beruach, if I happen to be thinking chiddush and hilchas Pesach, to be able not to say it erev Sukkos takes a hisgabrus on taiva, because the pleasure is so great, the simcha. Look what I get! I feel this is the ultimate combination. I'm using myself. It's almost like a shutfis. It's me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. Wow, this is a source of simcha to the extent that I almost couldn't control it, and it needs a special warning. Don't forget, v'dover b'itoy matoiv, that still you have to be misgaber on that taiva, and not to do it b'shas, not b'shas the appropriate time.